This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And have you heard about this Kentucky student who was expelled from a private Christian school over a rainbow shirt and cake?
No, I haven't, but that school should have the right to do that.
I agree. It's super entertaining how upset people are about it. A Louisville, Kentucky high school student coming to us from Fox News is claiming that she was expelled over a photo of her posing with her birthday cake because the cake and the sweater she was wearing were both decorated with rainbows. If she's correct, that's an odd thing to get expelled over, especially for a high school girl, right? They like rainbows and unicorns and puppies and crap.
I mean, my wife wears shirts like that. My five-year-old niece wears shirts like that. We just had a baby shower, and there was like, you know, it must have been eight people, ladies wearing and young girls wearing shirts that fit that description. I got baby clothes that fit that description.
So the private Christian school denies the allegations and says that there's more to it than that. So Kayla Kinney was celebrating her 15th birthday with her family when her mom snapped a photo of her smiling with her cake and posted the picture on Facebook. She was happy. She looked beautiful, the mother said. The mother said that shortly after she posted the photo, she was contacted by the head of Whitefield Academy, who informed her that Kinney, who had been attending the private school for 4 years, was expelled because of the social media post. And presumably, it's because the rainbow is a symbol adopted by LGBT culture?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be mad at the kid if they for having a rainbow. If anything, these guys should be mad at, you know, the LGBT culture for adopting the rainbow. I mean, children have loved rainbows before the, you know, LGBT folks adopted it. And, like, really? I drove by a church this morning in Concord. It was a big rainbow flag out there, and it said, all are welcome here.
I mean, there's one of those out in front of the studio here. It's not rainbow, but, I mean, it's an anti-racism sign, come to think about it, but it's all are welcome here.
Yeah, it was a big banner. It said, all are welcome here. And it was something Baptist church. And was it? I don't know. I shouldn't say it was bad. I don't know. It was some church, some like Catholic-looking, Christian-ish type church. Right. And I drove by it, and I was like, oh, those guys are cool. They don't hate anybody. I mean, you know.
It's a nice gesture for sure, especially coming from a Baptist church, because those historically have been sort of at the forefront of the anti-LGBT conversation. But according to Alford, she claims the Kentucky school informed her that the color of her daughter's cake and the sweater she was wearing was demonstrating a posture of morality and cultural acceptance contrary to that of Whitefield Academy's beliefs, because the rainbow is often used as a symbol for LGBTQ+.
So
cultural acceptance is contrary to Christians, according to this private school.
Well, it's contrary to this school. I don't think that this school, you know, can dictate what's contrary to Christians.
That's true. I've met a large number of Christians who would say that the school is wrong.
I am interested to see how many folks that send their children to this school, because this is going to be a great example, if we just watch this a little bit, of what should happen when schools do things that people think are wrong. Now, if the public school does this kind of shenanigans, are people going to pull their kids out of the public school?
Well, the school is more likely to expel a student for refusing to wear a rainbow, aren't they?
Right.
Public school?
Well, it doesn't matter, you know, what's going on. It's just the fact that, you know, there's no victim. There, you know, nothing's harmless here. And if I was sending my kids to that school, before I pulled my kid out of the school, I would give them a chance to redeem themselves and say, hey, you're really going to expel a kid for having a colorful cake and a colorful shirt with all the colors on it? Were you discriminating against colors?
Not even at school. You know, that,
it wasn't even at school?
No, it was at her. It was at her home.
Really?
And she posted the picture to Facebook.
I really hope people pull their kids out of the school, and I hope there's an article written about it and it's reported on. You and I here in New Hampshire
aren't
enough.
What is the name of that designer who makes all of the notebooks for girls? Do you know?
Nah, I have no clue.
I don't either, but it's filled with, like, rainbows and unicorns and that kind of, and flowers and
I'm
all
gonna
that
know,
kind
though,
of stuff.
Because I'm going to have a little girl.
Yeah, that 15-year-old high school girls just love. So it wouldn't necessarily implicate that she has, that she might not even support LGBT. I mean, let's be honest, she's a 15-year-old girl, so she's Gen Z, and she absolutely supports LGBTQ rights. But it's the rainbow here isn't indicative of that.
And who cares if it even was? Who cares if it was, say, I love my gay friends, and there was a rainbow, right? Who cares?
Lisa Frank is the name I was looking for. Thank you, Sammy. I was never going to remember it.
I really hope that people pull their kids out of this school. It'd be no different if there was the baker down the road wouldn't bake a rainbow cake for my gay friends that are getting married. I would make it a point not to do business with them. And
right.
I would make it a point to tell everybody that I know not to do business with them.
That
and
is,
I hope this happens with this school.
That is conspicuously left out of this article is how the family is really reacting to the fact that the school does not want her daughter to be accepting of LGBTQ people. You know, that's the question I have. Okay.
You know what my question is? What would Jesus do?
Jesus would get his kids away from the Romans to be educated, certainly.
Right.
So in a statement to Fox News, however, the school maintains that the decision was not solely for a social media post, but because of violations of the student code of conduct numerous times over the last 2 years. In the fall, we met with the student to give her a final chance to begin to adhere to our code of conduct. Unfortunately, she did not live up to the agreement and therefore has been expelled. It doesn't specify what she was doing, what this 15-year-old girl was doing that so badly violated their code of conduct that they had to expel her. But evidently, the rainbow sweater was just one step too many.
Now, is this one of these schools where it's like you got to wear like a brown shirt and a gray skirt or something?
So like, I don't know.
Like they have like a uniform or an outfit or...
That's more true in public schools in my experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was, you know, what they called freaks where I was from, but it's essentially a goth. So I wore my big black JNCO pants with 50-inch
yep.
bottoms and all of that, and I loved them.
Yeah, a bunch of buckles hanging off them
yeah.
and, like, loops. And, yeah, there were some kids in my school that did that.
I yep. still have some.
Okay.
And then they implemented school uniforms.
Oh.
And the entire reason they implemented school uniforms, by the way, was because the girls at our school just could not resist wearing pajama bottoms as pants. That was almost 100% the reason.
There was definitely a handful of people, kids that wore like sweatpants. But the big thing in my school, yeah, I graduated high school in 1998, and it was like when I was a freshman in high school or in eighth grade, we were eighth grade in our high school. Most of the kids in my eighth grade class, you know, dressed up like they were, you know, homies from Compton. And, you know, Palmer's like basically, you know, a redneck, you know, Massachusetts, Western Mass hick town. But a lot of these kids, you know, dressed up like they were on a crisscross, you know, MTV rap video. Or the way I put it, like that they were looking for a boyfriend in a, you know, and they were in some prison gang. Because, you know, they wore their pants down. You know, the style was wear your pants down below your actual butt cheeks. Like, and then you could see, like, the whole form of the guy's, like, butt cheeks in his boxer shorts.
Have you seen the clip of the Booty Warrior from one of those prison documentaries where he talks about that?
Well, this is old, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's probably 10, 15 years old at this point.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and that's what, so I had an uncle who was in jail when I was a kid, and I would tell him about these guys. He was like, oh, well, that means he wants to be someone's someone's bee, you know. And so I tell that to my buddies, and they started pulling their pants up.
So the mother does ask, you know what we teach our kids? What would Jesus do? And
oh,
what
nice.
Would Jesus do here? More on this in just a moment. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk 5, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And LibertyCon is coming up. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You can hear from a list of incredible speakers such as John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO and co-founder who will speak on conscious capitalism, Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics and will speak on alternative markets, and Miriam Issa, and so many more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll be going. I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, let's get right into the phones. We've got Cameron calling from Indiana. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
The uncontested absurdities of today are the accepted slogans of tomorrow.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Oh, I thought you would have had it memorized. The uncontested absurdities of today are the accepted slogans of tomorrow, like LGBT and calling a he a she.
Okay.
WWJD, he called Jay Loon a liar and a loser to his face, not to mention the jackboot thug. Why don't you be a man once and have a conversation with somebody that calls into challenging you rather than dumping
what are you challenging me on?
And then saying, well, your monologue about Russia just is your typical stupidity of the stereotypical brain that is inside just between your two ears.
So tell me where I was wrong.
Yeah, James, will you actually challenge him on something?
A blanket of MRSA? I have a good immune system. I can kick MRSA's butt.
A blanket generalization of the country of Russia and then compared it and said that the United States has flipped roles with them. Really?
Financially and socially, yes.
Better educated people than Russia, which is not a third world country, but a second world one. And
I don't know if I can believe that because James from Russia doesn't call, but James from the United States does.
So I know Russia. I know Russian folks.
Let me just say one thing.
Are Russians as stupid as Americans?
I think they're actually smarter. They're not vaccinated like they are in America.
They're certainly better chess players.
I didn't call any Russians stupid.
I know you didn't.
Generalization that it's a second world country with first world oil wealth. But as far as Russia and the United States having flipped roles, you can go over to Russia right now, Jay Loon, and have a radio program that is vehemently anti-government, that disparages and slams the government on a daily basis. That's
yeah,
tapped.
I agree with you, James.
You
I didn't say that. The roles of civil liberties were flipped.
James, you got to stop talking. James, you have to stop talking and let Jay respond to your statements. No, stop talking for a moment. Don't make me put you on hold, James. I don't want to do that. Let James respond to your comment.
So you had said, you couldn't get on a radio in Russia and have an anti-government broadcast. I do not disagree with you there. What I had to restate what I said about Russia, where Russia and the United States has flipped roles, is financially in the fact that the debt to gold ratio of the nations has flipped, and the social capability, because today we have a lot of people my age and younger who are not willing to work, either because they're lazy, they believe that, you know, someone like Bernie Sanders is going to come along and just give them whatever. And that's essentially what was going on in Russia before they collapsed. You had a bunch of people who had not been developing skills. They had, because they didn't have to, they just got fed. Today we have a lot of people who do not have skills. This is why skilled labor is so hard to find. The marketplace for skilled labor is very tight. Now, when it comes to civil freedoms and civil liberties and rights to freedom of speech and things like that, oh yeah, Russia is not good. They're killing or putting people in prison for, being gay or speaking out. It's still going on. I do agree with you on James. But I just said debt to asset ratio, if our gold to debt ratio, financially, and the essentially the social diversity has flipped in my opinion. Now, if you can correct me on those, I'd love to hear about that.
As the audience can honestly say, you just wanted another five-minute monologue and didn't let a caller speak at all. You instantly interrupted them and repeated your nonsense.
Okay,
if anybody
tell me
else in the listening audience thinks that Russia has a stronger economy because they have more metal that's called gold in their reserves and have less debt than we do, when, yes, I'll grant you we have a greater debt to gold ratio in the United States of America.
Who is we?
We also have an economy that is so much bigger than Russia. We have multiple states with bigger economies that are more productive on a daily basis than Russia has been in the last 70 years combined.
Perhaps, now, but the United States does not have nearly the
let
amount.
Let me speak, Aria.
Let me tell you where you're wrong.
The given name that you got, by the way, I bet when you lived in Vegas and saw Aria Casino every day when you go past it, and you said, I'm going to name myself Aria and call myself a she, and a redneck from Massachusetts who is uneducated boob who actually believes 9/11 was an inside job. What do the Russians think about 9/11 being an inside job?
They will tell you it was an inside job.
Really?
Yeah, Vladimir Putin actually headed up
really?
The UN.
Three people
will you
that
let
were
people
in
respond,
on
James?
Three,
James,
name
shut
one,
up.
Let me speak, Ari.
No, chill out. Vladimir Putin was actually at the UN demanding an independent investigation into September 11, 2001, because he said the United States was likely involved or
who
trying to provide eye to
again,
it.
Are you citing the UN? When do you ever cite the UN except for when it agrees with something?
I didn't
stupid
cite
people
the UN.
You
I cited Vladimir Putin.
Uh-huh. Have you been drinking, James?
Of course he has.
No,
he's on his. You didn't hear he's on his 73rd to UN.
You always have, Jay Loon, because you're a loser and a liar. Like I said, WWJE. You don't have anything but smear itself.
Yeah, but you know what he doesn't have, James? And thank you for the call. We're going to move on now. But you know what he doesn't have? A 73rd DUI.
I don't have any DUIs. I don't have a driver's license.
It's sad. Vladimir Putin did, in fact, stand in front of the UN and demand an independent investigation into 9/11. And it was actually the United States and Israel, for what it's worth. If I remember, Israel was involved, who blocked the attempt.
I don't think Crazy James even listens to what anybody says, because you clearly said that very precisely. And he's like, you're quoting the UN? No, you were quoting Putin speaking to the UN.
Yeah. As far as September 11, 2001 goes itself, I don't see many ways of escaping the almost certainty that the United States government either allowed it to happen or caused it to happen.
And no matter what that part of it was, they certainly didn't let that catastrophe go to waste, and they were very prepared to implement all kinds of things.
Yep. What are your thoughts on it? Are we lunatics, or is James the lunatic? 855-450-3733, but don't call in and tell us that James isn't the lunatic, because he's definitely the lunatic.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Everything is set to go for the impeachment trial of President Trump to begin on Tuesday as the House delivered the necessary paperwork to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the articles of impeachment will be read in the Senate chamber at noon on Thursday.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this, and we must.
House impeachment managers, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will read those charges aloud to the senators. Schiff continues to push for the introduction of witnesses and documents to the trial.
The framers had in mind a real trial with witnesses and evidence. And if McConnell makes this the first trial in history without witnesses, it will be exposed for what it is, and that is an effort to cover up for the president.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe, and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw it directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, it will be available in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Before we get into the next news story, though, let's get right back into the phones. We've got Dan calling from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hold on one sec. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, can't really do that.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
You're on
okay.
Free Talk Live.
I'm Dan. Thank you, Free Talk Live. You know, it's been a long time. And I actually feel I haven't listened really since James used to be a caller. Is he calling back in again? Is he a reg again?
I don't know. I would say a regular again, but he does call again.
Occasionally.
All right. Well, anyways, I want to talk about that story about that chick who got expelled.
Right.
Because
you're talking about the 15-year-old who was expelled from the private Christian school for having a rainbow sweater and a rainbow cake.
Yeah, that's right. I understand, first off, in a way where you guys are coming from, and it's been part of, obviously, as I've heard the show, but I think I have to, I can't help but feel some type of, like, need to take, like, you know, the left side of this one, because there's a certain level at which I get, like, the wonky stuff, but there's also a certain level at which there's a struggle for power between, you know, two different parts of the culture, and I don't want to let the Dominionists win. You know what I mean? I think, in a way...
So what would you say is the left position on this, that the kids should not be expelled?
Kids should not be expelled.
Well, I mean, the kid can just enlist in a public school.
Or go to another private school.
That's true, but it's not about that. It's about that there are not going to be any places in the future where, you know, queer symbology, if that's what you're using for or not, is going to get you kicked out of school.
In the long run, I think you're correct.
Well, the market, you know, I'm curious to see what the free market does with this particular, you know, scenario. Because, like I said before, if my kid was in that school, I would definitely have an issue with it. I'm not saying, I can't make the decision right here. I kicked a kid out of my school. There might be some really wonderful things about that school. But I would at least go explain to the directors of the school or whatever how I have a problem with it. Maybe then I would make my decision to remove my kid from that school if that was the situation. And that being said, if there's, you know, people could sway that, but there also might be, you know, some big benefactors to this school that give it a lot of money every year that are like, hey, we, you know, we really hate gay people and all that stuff, and we don't want any of that things happening. So maybe, you know, that is the motivation. I mean, anytime you can't understand something, I've known, especially anything political or whatever, it's like, well, follow the money, and that'll usually explain once you, if you can follow the money, that usually explains it for me anyways. I don't know.
Free market has been pretty clear on the subject for sure. Chick-fil-A, of course, no longer is opposing LGBT groups. I imagine the Salvation Army will come next because people stopped going to Chick-fil-A. I don't understand why people go to Chick-fil-A in the first place, but a lot of people do, apparently. But a lot of people refuse to go because it's a hate chicken sandwich. And you don't need a side of hate with your chicken.
No. Hate is terrible for you.
Yeah. And the same is true with the Salvation Army. It's got a side of hate to it, so people find other organizations to which to give their money.
And, okay, Jay, I agree with what you're saying about how there's probably some sort of, like, some type of benefactoral thing that kind of keeps this idea or this position for them to have probably, like, artificially held out longer in the market, if that's what we're going to say.
Sure, but those reserves run dry, you know.
But ultimately,
it's the reason capitalism ultimately equalizes. The rich, the ultra rich, can't just keep spending all the money to influence the economy unilaterally indefinitely. They're going to run out. You know, that's always the main criticism of anarcho-capitalism is, okay, well, you got somebody who's got 99% of the wealth. Okay, that's fine, because in 20 years, they'll have spent all of that. And if there's anybody in this society with a brain...
They will figure out how to hold on to their feudal fiefdom, okay? That's
not in true capitalism.
But that's not what I want to get. That's not what I want to get to, though, because I have another point about the actual topic we're talking about.
Okay.
And here's what it is. I think that there's a theme that runs across a lot of different parts of our politics right now, where you're starting to see a type of right wing that is kind of going out the window, but it is trying to usurp power for itself very quickly, kind of almost like the midnight judges at the beginning of this country with John Adams. I feel like there's a midnight judge situation where people who can see the writing is on the wall for their ideas about politics, culture, and everything like that at large, trying to usurp power and just hold it so that they can keep our country in chains basically until...
Well, of course. I mean, do liberals expect the white supremacist cis-hetero patriarchy to go down without a fight? Is that what they expected?
But that's why I have to take this fight even to this school, is to show that everywhere where their hegemony is, we're ready to bring the fight there.
Okay. See, I think that this stuff is...
I think giving them your money to educate your daughter is not taking the fight to them. It's bowing down to them. If you don't like what they're doing, stop giving them your money.
Yeah, vote with your dollar.
Don't say you're fighting them while you're like, no, we must continue giving them this girl's parents' money.
I don't think that's how we're going to fight them.
But that's literally what you want to do. She should be pushed back into this school.
The fight is to bring is to vote for people who will put those protections in, so this problem doesn't even happen in the first place. It's for the
but we don't need those protections. We don't need the government to come along and put those protections in, dude. We don't need that.
Yes, we do.
Why?
Do it.
What good has the government's protections ever done for anyone? Is the government protecting black people with the Civil Rights era? Has that done anything to keep the black people out of the American population, prison population? Will you let me finish the question before you start answering? Because I don't know if you've checked the American prison population lately, but it's overwhelmingly black.
Yeah, the war on drugs is targeted at black people. Planned Parenthood is targeting at
producing
black people.
So what has these protections for the minority communities in the United States actually done when the state simultaneously is targeting those minority communities?
And
it's like giving them a gift with one hand and shooting them with the other.
Not really, because the government isn't just one big homogenous thing. There are different parts that we can seize and use them against each other. Even, you know, there are different ways that we take power in different forms and then use them to affect things in other parts of the government. And, you know, it starts with all types of politics. My idea is to hope, ideally speaking, we would just have a good turnout and then just get enough political power to just use it and just use it really.
To
like,
just make
well,
everyone
I mean
obey,
that.
Right? That's the goal
right.
here, to just make everyone obey. That's horrible,
I mean,
Dan.
It's worked for the capitalists, hasn't it?
Well, we haven't had capitalism in this country since at least 1864, best I can tell.
Dan, thank you so much for the call. I absolutely abhor what you said. I find it reprehensible and disgusting. You want to get this great big turnout and just seize power and make people obey. I think you should reflect on that and why you think that you're the best person to make the decisions about how other people should live. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can probably still get in on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
I want to say thank you to RC. He is tonight's amplifier. He is a silver amplifier, which means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program. You can find that at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like Free Talk Live, because we are the only national talk radio show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want, even if you're a lunatic like James Whittakin and you don't really have anything relevant to say, we'll put you on the air as long as you're interesting and entertaining. So if you like that, if you like the idea of being able to talk about, express whatever opinion you happen to have, consider contributing to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask is $5 a month. RC has gone beyond that and is a silver amplifier. So, RC, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
This last caller who called in, he had, you know, was talking to about, you know, the essentially the divide between, you know, like the straight and the LGBT community. And I believe all these divides, whether it's divide between sports ball team A and sports ball team B, you know, divide between red and blue, divide between white and not white. I think that there's a lot of interest out there to subsidize these divides, to essentially encourage these divides.
And well, sure, because what is the quote from Edgar Allan Poe, the fall of the House of Usher? A house divided against itself cast. No, that was Lincoln, not House of Usher.
Yeah, there's all kinds of really good quotes about that stuff. And, you know, this is, you know, started right very soon in school. Like, you know, in school it's, you know, everybody's on a team and you got to be a team and it's this team versus that team and, you know, you need to beat that team. And, you know, then it's not really publicized, but like it's, you know, when I was in high school, I mean, there was definitely a lot of hatred because if you, like, disliked the town of Ware, which was our rival, you know, it's like Yankees versus, you know, Red Sox or whatever, these two neighboring towns, we were, like, really pushing to disliking people from that town. It was, like, it was kind of an agenda, and it wasn't, you didn't dislike them because they were bad people. You just disliked them because we were the blue team and they were the green team. And the whole thing of the individual means nothing with all these, you know, public, you know, government subsidized, you know, sports is where a lot of it starts. I know a lot of people get upset when I say that because they love their sports ball and they worship their sports teams. But
Sports ball.
But the whole sports thing is like where the conquer and divide of the other team starts, and there's no individualism, you know, at all. And
I hate to cut you off, but
go ahead.
Let's get into the phones. We got Carlos calling from Florida. Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. Hey, I'd like to talk about immigration.
Okay.
I love immigration.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah, yeah. I'd just like to talk about the quality of the immigrants that we tend to absorb and what that's going to have what effect that would have on our electoral politics.
Go for it.
All right. So, hey, I'm actually Cuban.
Okay.
My parents were driven out when Castro, you know, he told everyone that wasn't a communist to leave Cuba, and that was my parent. My parents were among those people. I'm afraid.
Are you about
that,
to say something racist, Carlos?
No. I'm not. I can't be racist. I'm not white.
See. That's about what I expected.
I'm not capable of it. Anyway, my point is that during that situation, my parents were chased. They were both medical doctors, and I'm a doctor. Anyway, my point is that bringing these people, these people from like you know, the South America, these people are not capitalists. They have been voting for socialist and communist regimes.
Yes, from which they are now fleeing.
They're fleeing.
I'm not sure I believe that.
So they wrecked their own country, and they're like, okay, that didn't work. Let's get the hell out of here.
I've met a lot of people from Central America and Mexico and worked with them. I have never, ever met any of these guys that would... They hate socialism. They hate the fact that government controls means of production. When I was in Colorado, I worked with Mexicans, folks from Peru, and they love the idea that you could keep money. They love the idea that you didn't
Jay, but these people worked. They came here to work, but... Like, they're coming here to work. I mean, they expect things that, I mean, I'm not trying to say you're wrong, dude.
Experience is all it is.
Blow you up on your own show. Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
But if they're coming here to work, then,
They're coming here to work. That's totally true. But they're not coming here because they had a better deal back home, right?
Right.
Yeah, I agree. The better deal is here.
So they want a better life and they want to work.
I swear, Carlos,
I'm not trying to be difficult. I legitimately do not see the problem.
No, I know you don't. It's clear you can't see the problem.
What is the problem, Carlos?
The problem is that they come here and they sign up for social programs and they work under the table.
I'm okay with that. Bleed the state dry and don't give it any money while you do it.
Now, all the guys
I want to thank those immigrants for their service.
Oh my goodness! What a statement to make. So you're willing to let these people come? Hold on. I'm a second generation migrant.
Uh huh.
You're willing to let these people come in here, work for less money than the people?
I want the Americans who were born here to also work under the table and not pay taxes while also bleeding the state dry with social welfare programs.
Now,
sounds like an ideal solution to the problem of government.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I got a question for you, Carlos.
Are you kidding me?
Why would I be kidding you?
She's not kidding, and I understand
that
activism.
I know she's not kidding, but she must know that people like my family that came over here that fled the communist Holocaust.
Okay, which is literally what these other immigrants are doing, but you seem to have an issue with that.
And a lot of these Central American immigrants, for example, and South American immigrants that are coming to this country are they are leaving their countries because the United States has for decades been destabilizing, like the likes of Elliot Abrams going and massacring people in Central America and Granada.
Aria, is it
right?
Aria? Is that your name, Aria?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Aria.
There's some echo as well.
Let me speak. Hey, listen, I feel for these people, and I'm glad that I got.
I have to interrupt you here because I don't think you do feel for these people, and I don't think you feel for your parents based on what you're saying. What these people are doing.
I got lucky. That's true.
Yeah. These people are doing is fleeing communist regimes. It doesn't matter whether or not they voted for them.
They're fleeing narco-terrorism that the United States should take care of. You know, we spend a lot of money at blowing up.
You know how you stop narco-terrorism? You legalize all narcs, all the narcotics.
You know what? I don't disagree with you there. Like, I do not disagree with, like, if you want to kill yourself with heroin, fine, go ahead. But these people have the narcos have taken over the government of Mexico, and it cannot be denied.
It kind of can be because the Mexican government was just fighting some of the drug cartels, and there was kind of a war zone for a little while. So, I mean, the drug cartels clearly have not taken over any of these governments. If they were, the governments wouldn't be fighting those drug cartels. But Jay is absolutely right. If you want to get rid of these drug cartels, you get rid of them the same way we got rid of Al Capone. You legalize the substance they're selling.
The attorney, Eric Holder, who was the attorney general of the United States during Obama, literally sent millions of guns.
Operation Fast and Furious, right?
Yes. To the Mexican cartels. The Mexican cartels are fueled by the prohibition of narcotics in this country.
Carlos, thank you so much for the call. I think you're entirely wrong, and I think you should reflect on your family past and how it fled communism to come to the United States and have a better life. Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. Of course, we'll be back same time tomorrow night, 855, of habit, freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.